Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we are in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 today. It's a very poignant verse, and at the same time, a very sad verse. It's right after Adam and Eve have sinned against the Lord. They've turned away from Him. They've eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the tree that God said, when you eat of that, you will surely die. And they do so. And then the next thing that happens is this, verse 8 in chapter 3, it says, when they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. That they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God. That's a tragic moment. Up until this time, it has been a perfect world, a perfect creation, and Adam and Eve have experienced perfect relationship with the creation, with one another, and most importantly, with God Himself. And now that's fractured. And on Sunday, I was teaching through. We were looking at the John 1:14, where it says that Jesus, right, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That He literally tabernacled among us. And so I was sort of tracing the history through the Bible of God's presence dwelling with His people. And it really starts all the way back here in Genesis, 1 and 2, where when it says that God was walking in the garden in the cool of the day here in Genesis 3, that would indicate that was probably a usual thing, that Adam and Eve got to walk with God, and they God dwelt among them. That's actually how the Bible ends in Revelation, right? The new creation, the new Jerusalem, and God once again dwells among His people. But from here in Genesis 3 all the way to Revelation 21, you could in some ways summarize the whole story as, God being determined to dwell with His people. And how is it that sinful human beings are going to be brought back into right relationship with a perfect and holy God? We feel the effects of the fall. Our brokenness, our sinfulness. And if we're honest, for some of us, right, when we think about, hey, if you were to be in the presence of God, the response to that's not, yes, joyful, right? I can't wait to be in His presence. The response sometimes is, I'm afraid. I feel ashamed, like Adam and Eve did. Fearful of what I've done, ashamed of what I've done. And I just want to remind you today of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news of the gospel is that God has done everything necessary in and through the life, death, and resurrection of His Son Jesus to wash you clean and to take away your sin and your shame and to bring you back into right relationship with Himself, that He might dwell in you by His Spirit. And one day, as Revelation chapter 21 talks about, that He will make all things new, and He will dwell among His people. He'll wipe away every tear from our eyes, and behold, the old things will pass away, and the new things have come. Jesus says, I'm making all things new. You don't have to be afraid of the presence of God. In fact, Psalm 16:11, right, says, in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy. You can be joyful in God's presence, not hiding amongst the trees going, don't look at us, God. I'm ashamed of who I am or of what I've done. No. You get to say what the Apostle Paul says. The New Testament, he says, he who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. You get to say, I am clothed in a righteousness not my own. I'm clothed in the righteousness of Christ. And I can stand unashamed in the presence of God because of my Savior and what He has done for me. Praise God. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you just to thank God today and praise Him for what He's done. Father, we do thank You. We praise You. Thank You for washing us clean. Thank You for adopting us into Your family. Thank You, Father, for taking away our sin and our shame by Your perfect Son and His life and His death and His resurrection. Jesus, thank You for Your sacrifice. And Lord, thank You that by Your Spirit, You now dwell in us. And one day we will be with You forever. In perfect relationship. God, You dwelling among Your people. We love You, we praise You, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now just to think that over and to pray for yourself.